Good morning, good morning. Good morning. This is Minister Sister Cox, reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, God. God, we want to pray that you anoint on our lives today so that we too can bring a message to other people in a powerful way. Father, help us to yearn for be more like you in what we do and think and say. We pray for the De Leon family for this honest measure. Keep Dr. Vanessa Webster and Dr. P.K. Roberts in prayer. We want to thank you for them, for their vision for this mass talk. Thank you for the speaker that's going to download a word and telecommunications sanctuary today. Pray for the TMC family and guests for listening. Pray for the sick and the shut-in. Go by and visit a nursing home today, Lord. Touch somebody. We want to especially thank for the bereaved family. Thank you for the speaker about to download some information, Lord, so that we can be a light to someone today. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Let us say amen, amen. Go out today, Lord, and you guys today and share something that's going to help someone today. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for feeding and greeting the people of God this morning and for opening us up with the heartfelt prayer. We love you and so appreciate you. Thank you. Well, good morning, my Master's Call family. This is Minister Willa in Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, I greet you, each of you, with the warmest of kingdom greetings. This is the Master's Call, and we are so excited to have each of you join us every Monday through Friday morning from 5 o'clock to 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And a whole bunch of our brothers and sisters found out what that's like for our dear Tiffany Lauderdale. God bless you, sweetheart. And from 7 a.m. to 7:30, 7:50 Central Standard Time, and at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You could not have chosen, you chose your day to, you could have chosen your day to start out in a lot of different ways. However, you chose to start your day with us by seeking God's face in prayer and getting spiritual nourishment. God honors your faithfulness as you seek him first. We have some powerful, life-transforming messages, and the message you will hear this morning is no exception. So if you haven't already done so, get your tablet, your iPad, your pen and paper so you can take notes from the woman of God who will share a word with us on this morning. Here at the Master's Call, as you know, it is all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Master's Call was started over 5 years ago by its founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. The mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. The foundational scripture for the Master's Call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Isn't it wonderful to know that every morning God hears and answers our prayers? What a blessing that is. I praise God for his word and the messages that have been shared from the very beginning of the Master's Call. So if you have missed any of our calls, or if at any time you need a word, you can go to our website at www.themastersmorningcall.net. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.net, where you will find a buffet of messages. And I am sure you'll find something from A through Z to enrich, empower, and enhance you as a believer. Also, if at any time you miss the message of the day and you want to tell, or you want to tell somebody about the message, you can go to the playback, and that number is 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677#. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677#. Well, another mandate for the Master's Call is to be a place of prayer. We have a prayer team that takes your prayer requests and pray for you collectively and during our private prayer time. Because the Bible tells us that one can send 1,000 to flight, and the prayers of two, 10,000. So we encourage you to send your prayer requests via email to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. In addition to your prayer requests, we love to get your praise reports. Your praise report is always an encouragement for us and for the family as well. We rejoice in learning how God has gone above and beyond all we can ever ask for. I think, in other words, we love to hear how God has shown up and showed out. Again, you can share this with us by going to our email address at info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And you know today is Friday, so we would love to hear your prayer reports and take your prayer requests immediately after the word is given. Now, we are always looking for greeters, as you heard, and prayer warriors, as you heard Minister Cynthia do, and hosting, as you're hearing me doing now. So we extend the invitation every day because we are sincere about having you join us. We would love to welcome you to our team as well. There are no auditions to see how well you pray or how well you host. The only audition you need is the one that you have already had with yourself, and that is a desire to pray and be a blessing to the body of Christ. If that is you and God is tugging on your heart to greet, pray, or host, please email us at info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in touch with you. Because, as you see, this is not a private club invited by invitation only. You are welcome to join us. Now, the company that knitted us together is a Christian-owned company called Artists International, which was founded over 20 years ago in Las Vegas by the D.H. de Leon family. God gave the family a vision that Mr. D.H. de Leon, that he shared with others, and as a result of his obedience to God, so many lives have been changed. We are also excited about the new things that are going on in the company, and I know we're going to hear all kinds of interesting and fun and exciting things from one of our founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, about everything that they got at the conference. And remember, the 72-hour weight loss system is still in effect. So if you are not a distributor, please get with the person who invited you to this call, so that they can tell you what Artists is all about. And if you are a distributor, please check your back office for the latest promotions and see how God is leading Artists in 2016. Now, the call after this call is called the New Morning Motivational Call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and it is conducted by a team of great leaders that are given vital information. The number for that call is 641-715-3865, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, the number is 641-715-3865, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Now it is time for the Word of God, and I will introduce our speaker, the woman who, a woman of God, who will bring a word that we know will really get us going for the day, and she is absolutely no stranger to the TMC call. Our very own Minister Robin B. Wilson is an ordained minister. She lives in the state of New Jersey, and she is a nutrition program specialist. Her scripture verse that she stands on, which is one of my favorites, is, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And that's found in Matthew 6:33. Robin is a devoted servant of God, a licensed and ordained minister, an elder at FFMWOC, a nutrition specialist, and a businesswoman. Her mission is twofold. She loves to pray, teach, and share the Word of God, knowing by assisting others, spirit, soul, and body, change will happen. Minister Robin assists those struggling to maintain a healthy lifestyle, improve their lifestyle, change their lifestyle, and also find alternative ways of eating healthy. She believes that no matter where you are in life, a healthier diet leads to a healthier life, which will make anyone a healthier individual, spirit, soul, and body. Minister Robin states, although it may not be easy, whether knowledgeable or not, you can start where you are. She is a living testimony that you can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. No matter what has happened, will happen, or is happening now in your life. She says, believe it, conceive it, and take steps to achieve it. You can be all God said you can be, because there is nothing impossible to those that believe. So get ready and prepare yourself to receive our very own woman who we love, minister of God, who we love dearly, our own Robin B. Wilson. Minister Robin B. Wilson. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. The floor is yours.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you, and I love you, too. Thank you. Good morning, family. Good morning, family. I want to say welcome also to the Master's Call, and thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for greeting the people and giving us that awesome, awesome tag. And to the co-founders of this call, I love you, Dr. PK. I love you, Dr. Vanessa. And thank you so much for trusting me with this platform. And to the lover of my soul, good morning, my King. Good morning. And I thank you for trusting me, Lord, to bring a word forward for me and for your people. Well, family, I'm not going to take up much of your time, but as you know, many of you are still in Las Vegas, and I wish you so much fun and success. I can't wait to hear what God is doing in our business and in your lives. And what I want to do is just bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. We just came off of an awesome fast, and as we spent time seeking God, I'm sure the Lord has spoken to each one of you. And one of the things that has been on my heart, and the Lord has just been reminding me, and I've been seeing it happen, is, and this is the title of my message, you are blessed. You are blessed. Many people, they hear that word and they want to know, well, what does that mean? And there are so many different meanings and so many ways that the word is being used. But when you look at it in the word of God, the word blessed or a blessing, it's a kind word. It's a word of happiness. It's an action word. It's a word of good welfare. And one of the Hebrew words, which is barak, means to praise, to congratulate, to salute. So God, he does that throughout the word of God. We see where many men and women have been blessed, and they send that salutation. They speak it to others. We saw that the Lord blessed Adam and Eve, and he blessed Abraham. Jacob was blessed. Isaac was blessed. Their family members spoke blessings over them. And that's what we do. We speak blessings over our family members, over other individuals. When we pray, we're blessing them and we're speaking those words. So again, we are blessed. You're blessed. And another word for blessed is happiness, happy blessings, kindness. It's a state of being able to find your purpose, being able to fulfill it in God. And the Greek word for that is makarios. I'm not the best person to pronounce Greek words, but you can always just look it up. But can you imagine when we spend time with God? You know, he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to fulfill our purpose. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be able to just walk in that. So you are blessed. The Beatitudes in the book of Matthew, and the Lord was telling the people how they were blessed. You can read all types of blessings in Luke. And then you know what? The best blessing, the ultimate blessing, is the one that we received when God gave us his best. He gave us his only son, his begotten son. He gave us Jesus, and Jesus died for us, and he rose again. And he came here on this earth, and he went through every single thing that we have gone through, we will go through, but he didn't sin. I mean, that's a blessing. It's encouragement, knowing that we are victorious. We can overcome because our Lord and our Savior has done it. He went down to the gate of hell, and he took the keys away. You know what? The enemy's under your feet. You are blessed, men and women of God. There's nothing that you can't do without your Father. There's nothing that you can't do because he said you are above. He said you are victorious. He said you're more than a conqueror. He said that you are the head. He said you're not beneath. He said that you're healthy, you're whole. He said that you're prosperous. So you are blessed. And, you know, in the Word, and we've heard this scripture and we speak it over and over again in Proverbs 18:21, how the Lord reminds us that death and life is in the power of our tongue. And those who love it, they're going to eat its fruit. And I asked God, I said, Father, you know what? You always started with death first. He didn't start with life. He said death and life. So we have to be careful what we speak. Don't let people speak negative words over you. If someone says something to you and it doesn't line up with the word of God, you can say in a nice way under your breath, or you can even say to them, I'm sorry, I don't receive that. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to be sorry about it. You can just say, I don't receive that. Because you are blessed. So I am going to decree and I am going to declare over you. Proverbs 18:21 tells us to proclaim it, to speak it, to believe it. God is telling us that death and life is in our tongue. So I'm going to speak life over you. There's a man that's walking by. I happen to be sitting in my vehicle, and he is watching me, and I have the window open. He is blessed because he hears the word of God coming forward in Jesus' name. So I am going to say to you, family of God, I declare that you are blessed with God's supernatural wisdom. You have his supernatural wisdom. He is putting his super on your natural, and you will have clear direction for your life. All the things that God has told you to do, you will do them in the name of Jesus. He said, write the vision down. He said, make it plain. And when you do that, it may be late, it may be tarrying, but it will come. So again, you are blessed with supernatural wisdom. And I declare that you are blessed with creativity. You learned so much these couple of days in Las Vegas. You learned so much as we fasted. You sought your God. He said, seek him first, his righteousness, his way of doing things. And all these other things are going to be added unto you. So you are blessed with creativity. You are blessed with courage. You're not a fearful person. You are filled with ability to go forward and do all that God has called you to do. He's going to give you dreams. He's going to give you vision. He's making it plain to you. Your steps are ordered by him, men and women of God. I decree and I declare that you are blessed with a strong will, self-control, and self-discipline. Don't let people get you upset where you say things that you don't mean. You know what? You are strong in God. You can be controlled. You have self-control. And even if you do miss it, it's okay. Get up, repent, and continue moving forward. There's no condemnation in our God. I decree and I declare that you are blessed with a great family. You have a family that is saved in the name of Jesus. The veil of darkness will be removed from their eyes. They will be surrounded by men and women who will speak the word over them. They will come into the family of God. They will not touch alcohol. They will not touch drugs. God has the mate for your children. Your family is blessed. Your family is healthy. Your family is strong. Your family is committed. Your family is a family that loves one another. In Jesus' name, I declare and I decree that you are blessed with good friends. You have great health. You walk in divine health. Sickness has no right on your body. You were healed by the stripes that Jesus accepted on his body. I declare and I decree that you are blessed with God's favor wherever you are, wherever you go. When you go into that parking lot, there's a parking space for you. When you go for that job interview, you will get that job because that's the door that God has opened for you. And if it's not the door that he wants you to walk through, then you will not walk through that door. But he has the perfect career, not just a job, but a career for you because you are blessed. I decree and I declare that you are blessed with purpose and you are going to fulfill it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare that you are blessed with abundance, not just financial, but an abundance of love, God's agape love. And where you go, you just pour it out and you just share it with other individuals. And they look at you and they may think something is wrong with you. But you know what? It's okay because you are a peculiar person. Hallelujah. You walk on this earth knowing who you are in your God, our Lord. Your head is up high and you are carrying God's favor on you. I decree and I declare that you are blessed with success, with promotion. It's coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God has opened up so many doors for you. You are going to be so amazed. And just like Minister Tiffany says, he is amazing. Hallelujah, he is. I decree and I declare that you are blessed with supernatural strength and divine protection. You walk in the secret place of the Most High God. No harm shall come to you nor your family. You tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I decree and I declare that you are blessed because in him you live, in him you move, and in him you have your being. I decree and I declare that this call is blessed, that Dr. Vanessa is blessed, that Dr. PK is blessed, that the entire TMC family is blessed, that Artists International is blessed in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that you are blessed with an obedient heart and you have a positive outlook on life. And I decree and I declare that any curse, any words that have ever been spoken over you, any negativity, anything that's evil is broken in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that you are blessed and everything you put your hand to do is going to prosper. It will succeed. I decree and I declare that you are blessed. Blessed, our Lord tells us in Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that puts his trust in the Lord, and our hope is in our Lord. So we know our God. We put our trust in him. Our hope is in him. We are blessed. We are happy. We are fulfilling the purpose that God has for each one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I love you. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my TMC family. I just know you had to have gotten something from that powerful message. And my God, if that didn't light your fire, you need to go get some more wood, or we need to go get some more wood because it must be wet, because what a wonderful message. We are truly blessed. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for all the words of affirmation for that came from the Bible, scriptural. You see that, you all? She gave us scripture. So we needed to hear that because we are blessed. And, you know, it just reminded me of a song that we used to sing in church, Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So praise the Lord. And we will. I will call you back after for our benediction after the prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, my God. Oh, we thank you so much. Lord, my heart is dancing. I am rejoicing over the word that Minister Robin brought us this morning. You are blessed. How powerful are those words. Father, we just thank you. Three simple words, but oh, so powerful. Father, we ask that you continue, that you pour blessings upon Minister Robin, that she continues to walk in your favor, that she continues to have your hand of protection over her, that she continues, oh God, to be the woman of God that you have called her to be, that she continues in your love, peace, joy, comfort, happiness, and blessings that you are showering her with. Thank you so much, Lord. Father, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins and help us to be like you in our thoughts and our words and our deeds. Father, we told, no, you know your word told us that when we ask you to forgive us of our sins, you are just to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you again for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Oh, Lord, please continue to minister to her and her entire family as they continue to just, oh, God, remember and go through this grieving process, the bereavement process over her dear niece, her 17-year-old niece, Lord. Father, we know that you are right there with her. We know that you are comforting them and that you are showering them with your love. And, Father, for all our other family members who have had loved ones to go on to be with the Lord, Father, we pray continuously for Minister Pastor Candy, Lord, and the homegoing of her uncle, our cousin, Lord, her cousin Leonard, and we continue to lift her up in prayer, Lord, as you have just walked her and rocked her, as Dr. P.K. would say, rocked her steady during the transition of her dear husband's family. And, Father, we continue to lift up Dr. Lavanya Lewis, Lord, as we pray for her and her family over the homegoing of her cousin and her brother, Lord. And, Father, you just know all about it. We pray for those, Lord, who have experienced some health challenges. Our dear Ada Levette, we thank you, Lord, for touching her body and for bringing forth healing and for the amazing praise report that all is well. And we thank you, Lord, that my son Javen had a wonderful praise report from the doctor yesterday, that he is on demand and according to your perfect timing for him. Lord, we pray for each and every family member, God, who is experiencing challenges, health challenges in their body. You know, the word of God told us that every knee shall bow, that everything that has a name shall bow to the name of Jesus. And so we're lifting that up to you, and we are calling them healed in the name of Jesus. As Minister Robin said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we are calling them healed. We're calling them blessed. We're calling them whole. We're calling, Lord, finances met in every area of our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for getting her and the entire team to and from the conference that was just held. And we know we're going to hear a whole bunch of excitement on Monday morning. Father, continue to bless her and the D.S. De Leon family, Lord, and whatever their hands touch, let it prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who is on this call. Oh, God, you know exactly what they stand in need of, and we thank you for blessing them indeed. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, thank you so much, Minister Robin, for that amazing word that you just brought to us. And as I said before, if you'd like to hear the playback, you can go to 712-435-1085. Again, 712-435-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677 pound, because you will want to go back and hear that message over and over again because of all the positive affirmations that are in it from a sincere heart. And again, the morning motivational call follows this call. But remember, you've got to stick around because we are taking your praise reports and prayer requests after the benediction. The morning motivational call, however, is 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539-598-pound. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN code is 539-598-pound. Again, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for greeting the people of God this morning and for seating us with the wonderful prayer that you gave. Thank you, my Master's Call family. We love you so much. I love you so much. I look forward to hearing from you on Monday morning. And we are going to go out and we're going to affirm that word. We're going to say it. We're going to believe it. We're going to live it. And as Minister Robbins says, that if we just believe the word of God, say what only he says about you, because no matter what you're going through right now, God will do whatever he says he's going to do. And you believe it, conceive it, and take steps to achieve it. Minister Robin, are you there to give us our benediction?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister?
Yes,
Lewis?
I can, my sister.
Oh, Father, you are the blesser. You are the giver. We thank you for giving us your dear son. And you said in your word, Lord, in Psalms 146:5, blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God. You are our help. You are our hope. We are grateful and we are blessed. Have an awesome day, blessed men and women of God. Bye-bye.
And we will now go into our Q&A session. Dr. Vanessa or Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Dr. P.K., and what an amazing message you preached on yesterday. Thank you so much for that powerful word. Oh, my God, I'm telling you all, it just touched my Holy Ghost soul. Okay,
well,
it's all yours.
To God be the so much for what you do here on our call. God is so good. I thank God for you, Minister Willis. Listen, you guys, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm telling you, today has been so awesome. As Minister Robin has taught us how blessed we really are. I tell you, she walked down that aisle of blessings, and in areas that I forgot I was blessed in, I was reminded of it. I thank God for that this morning. I thank God for Minister Cynthia Cox, whom I know is on the plane, she says, getting ready. But that didn't stop her and prevent her from going forth this morning and sharing with us and opening up this Holy Ghost sanctuary. So with this, with all of that being said, oh, my goodness, we can hardly wait until Monday so that we can hear all of the testimonies and what happened down in Las Vegas. As I was telling somebody earlier, this was a bittersweet week for me in that, oh my goodness, I missed being there, but I thank God that I was here because this is where God wanted me to be and had an assignment for me. I thank each of you for praying for our family during this rough time, during the time of Ishka's transition. I tell you, it was something else to see all of the souls that sweet little 17-year-old affected. The church was absolutely full with young people, and you guys, it was a blessing. Over 35 souls came up to receive the Lord, and they weren't only young people. Matter of fact, her grandfather came up to give himself to the Lord at the service. So it was magnificent. With that being said, let's go on and receive our prayer request for today. I'm going to have the assistance of Minister Kai, as she has given the last four of your telephone numbers to come into the queue. All you have to do is *6, press 1, and begin talking. We are receiving prayer requests and your praise reports. for what the Lord has done, what you are requesting that we pray together today for God to do for you. Minister Kai, do we have anyone in the queue?
Yes, 6003. You're unmuted.
6003, will you step to the fort?
Good morning, Pastor PK. Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness, Minister Jackie. I know you have so much to say this morning, but you know this is for our lives of folks, so we're going to testify on Monday and Tuesday, but I want your prayer request, our off-the-top praise report. Come on.
Okay, Minister PK, I'm heading out the door right now, which is why I got in and to leave Vegas. So, but I do have a prayer request. I had requested earlier that you pray for the family of Karen Woods as
yes,
she was
ma'am.
In the hospital. Okay, well, Karen passed away, so I'm requesting a prayer for that family. It was a super close-knit family, and her girls are really having a hard time with it, so if you could keep the Woods family uplifted. And I've got to go. I love you all, and I will speak to you on Monday.
So looking forward to hearing from you, Minister Jackie. I tell you, we will pray for the Woods family, and you have safe travels. God bless you. Okay, Minister Kai, you're on.
There's no one else in the queue right now.
Okay. Well, listen up, everybody. We are excited about the Artist International family and what is happening with this business right now. I really do believe that blessings and miracles and the glory of God will be revealed in 2016 as we go forth and just walk it out. I was praying the other day. I said, God, I'm just praying that you work it out. And he said, no, honey, it's already worked out. All I want you to do is walk it out. And, oh, my God, I'm telling you, walking where you cannot see is what you call walking by faith. And I just thank God this morning that he is encouraging each of us to just walk it out, because God himself has already worked it out for each and every one of us. We thank God for the Diaz de Leon family and the vision that God has given them. And I'm telling you, I really, really believe that this is going to be a magnificent year for each and every one of us as we venture out to fulfill the missions that God has given us. And for those who really, really have been sitting straddle the fence and not knowing what to do, I'm encouraging you to get up and just get moving this year. It's time for all of us to move out. Minister Kai, if someone come in the queue, I'm going to give it one more minute, but I believe that so many people are moving this morning, flying and getting into their areas, getting back home and that sort of thing, as to the reason that we don't have that many in the queue this morning. But if somebody come in, just say, excuse me, Dr. PK, because you know me, I can go right on. When I think about how good God has been to me, there are so many things that I can share with you. This is a little thing, you all. It's a little prayer request. Glory to God. I just heard in my spirit, there's no such thing as a little prayer request, girl. Hey, glory to God. Well, to me, you know, I thank God that I have been blessed with a Fiat. And some people say to me, oh, you got the Pope Mobile. I said, I had that mobile before the Pope ever rode in it. And I thank God for it. But guess what? Here in the South, this is a U.S. made driving vehicle area. And there are no service areas for my Fiat. And so on yesterday, it was just impressed upon me that I've got to change this thing and get into a truck. And so you guys just pray for me as I go out here because, you know, looking for another car. I thought I was all set and everything, but this area is not a Fiat area, and I need to get a truck today or sometime soon. I'm going car shopping.
Excuse me, Dr. PK.
Do we have
someone else that's coming to the queue, 9508? You have been unmuted.
Well, God bless you. Dr. T.K. Roberts, Pastor Everett Thomas here. Just want to praise God for the opportunity to make it down to Las Vegas.
Good morning. I'm so happy that you did. It's good to hear your voice.
Amen, amen. Well, praise God, and thank God for, amen, the word that we received from you on yesterday. That was a powerful word. Amen. I did get my rest on yesterday. I'm trying to keep my rest going on. Praise God. So just thank God for you, what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Praise God for you, Pastor Thomas, and I'm so glad that you were able to get there and had a wonderful time, included some rest in your schedule, and I am just so looking forward to the Bible study that you are initiating for your congregation. I received my package in the mail. Thank you, man of God. You have a safe trip back to Michigan.
Praise God.
God bless you. Okay, do we have anybody else, Minister Kai?
No, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to close the Q&A session. Thank you. Let us go into prayer this morning. Oh, holy God, you are so righteous. You are so wonderful. You are so deserving. You are so worthy of all the praise that we can give you this morning. And we thank you, God, for reminding us that we are blessed people, blessed by you. Blessed by you, almighty, all-seeing, all-wonderful God. We thank you this morning for just encouraging our hearts about who we are in you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. I have a heart of gratitude right now, Lord. It doesn't matter what we are going through, where we find ourselves right now. The mere fact that we belong to you still say that we are blessed, and I trust you in your word. Stand on it this morning. Thank you for your word peace, your mouthpiece this morning. Thank you for Minister Robin. We lift her up and ask it that you replenish her soul, restore back to her, bless her the more, strengthen her the more as she goes forth and speak your word in confidence. We thank you, thank you, thank you. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless those who are getting on those airplanes, traveling by bus, train, vehicle, however, back to their designated homes. God, bless them. Give them safe travel in Jesus' name. We pray specifically for our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as she journeys back home to Mother Josie, and we ask God that you just help her to find everything better than she left it. Oh, God, we thank you for her today. We thank you for pouring back into her spirit. I thank you that she has such a giving heart. I thank you, and we just praise you, God, that she undergirds the artist family with prayer and spiritual insight. We thank you, and we just praise you for her today. As you are pouring into her life, not only spiritual riches, but financial riches, and that the pearls of wisdom are flowing back through her so that others will be blessed as a result of her presence. We thank you this morning, and we praise you for this call. We thank you for each and every one of the staff ministers who come forth to bless your people each and every day. We thank you for the fact that we were asked to come and pray for the leaders of Artists International. So we pray this morning for our own owners, the Diaz de Leon family. We ask God that you bless them, that you strengthen them, and that you give them rest after this event, which pulls so much from their spirit and from their very being. Bless them today is our prayer. God, bless them with creative ideas that will continue to build this company and take it to levels that have never been seen before. We thank you, and we praise you, God, for all of the leaders of this great company. We ask, God, that you will position those leaders of that have not, the unsung heroes, and that you continue to position them so that they will come forward and do great things as they bless other people. In your name we pray. We thank you, and we just praise you, God, for Karen Wood's family, for her daughters. We ask, God, that you bless them and that you help them as they walk through this dark valley. We thank you that you are God who will absolutely restore joy where sorrow tries to reside. We thank you for it today. We thank you and we praise you for Minister Jackie and Pastor Thomas Everett and all of the others who ventured out on faith and got to Las Vegas and received from you. Now give them to go back and pour out into the lives of others. We give you the glory and honor today, God, as we walk into this brand new day, doing those things that will bring you glory. Indeed, Lord, I thank you and I just praise you, God, for blessing all who have lost loved ones, whose loved ones have died and gone on into glory. We ask that you fill the void that has been felt in our hearts on today. We ask, God, that you continue to bless and build up are those who are feeling torn down. God, I thank you that you are God who can come and give deliverance as nobody else can. Now, bless this great country that we live in, the leaders of this country, and help us, God, to continue to be the wind beneath the arms of those who really need us to come in and help them as they are in these different leadership positions through prayer. God, we love you, we thank you, and we give you the praise, glory, and honor. I specifically today want to thank you for Minister Kai and ask God that you continue to bless her, heal her body, and keep her, rock her steady in Jesus' name as she continues a journey to bring you glory in this kingdom of yours. Now, this is our prayer today, Lord, and we just stand on your word that says that you will never leave nor forsake us and that your joy indeed is our strength, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. I encourage each and every one of you all to go out and have a super fantastic day in the Lord and live a super fantastic life for him. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.